Hey, this is Terry, and you're listening to episode 257.
Welcome to TerryWilson3.com.
Now, if you know what you're worth, then go out and get what you're worth. But you got to be willing to take the hits and not pointing fingers saying you ain't where you want to be because of him or her or anybody. Cowards do that, and that ain't you. You're better than that.
Get ready to discover, develop, and monetize your skills and talents with Terry Wilson.
Thank Christopher B. This is Terry Wilson, and you're listening to my podcast here high atop the TW3 Tower in Bubbling Waters, as we affectionately call it, Boiling Springs, South Carolina. And we're talking today about how you can take your money, your business, your life, and go to the next level. Have you got a product, good, or service? Are you an entrepreneur that is wanting to put a dent in the universe? Are you tired of working for the man and you want to be the man? Then all you have to have is a product that people won't need and can afford, people to talk to, and a process to get in front of them. That's what we offer you at TW3. Whether you have a product or not, whether you have people to talk to or not, we have tools, training, and technology that's going to help you take your money, business, and life to the next level. You have to have all three P's to be profitable. You have to have a great product. If you're in insurance, real estate, direct sales, restaurant, retail, then all you have to have is people in process, and we can get that to you. We can show you how you can use various tools like voice broadcast dialers, bulk emailers, bulk texters, blogs, social media marketing, all of those things, those digital tools that you need to get in front of more people. We have them, and we have the training to show you how to use them. And then we have a show you a process that you can rinse, wash, and repeat. And once you learn how to do it, it's just like shooting fish in a barrel, as we say. And some of you, you're saying, Terry, I don't have a product. You know, I've always dreamed about working for myself, working from home, but I have nothing. I don't know what I can offer. Then what we can do is come alongside you, figure out what your experience, your expectations are, your educations might be, and match you up with the right product for you. You might need to be a coach. You might need to be a speaker. You might need to be an author, a writer, a blogger. Maybe you need to get involved with some sort of product like insurance, real estate. Maybe you need a service to offer. Whatever that case may be, we have various, we have thousands of different ways, tools. We have different opportunities that you can get a hold of. And then use our platform that will put you in front of the right people that need, want, and can afford what you offer, and show you how to use our system to show it to them, qualify them, get them financed if it's a product that needs to be financing. Basically, we give you the business in the box. You just plug in the blanks. This is who I am. This is what I like. And then we take it from there. It's just that simple. Today, I want to talk to you about how you can be using social media platforms like Facebook and Twitter to work from home. I was talking to someone earlier today on the phone, and he, long-time entrepreneur, working for himself, but doing it the old-fashioned way, using yellow pages, calling people up on the telephone, cold calling, and trying to sell financial products and different saving products and investment tools and products. And he said, you know, I'm just getting tired of trying to chase people more and more. If you're not on social media, you just don't seem to have a chance with them because I'm getting beat out by other brokers and other people in this industry that are marketing their goods and services online. And he says, how does your platform help me in that? And so I was able to send him a training that we actually did over a year ago. And social media marketing, we entitled the training How to Turn Facebook into an ATM Machine. If you want to search for that training on my website, you can go to TerryWilson3.com, TerryWilson3.com, and just in the top right-hand corner where the search bar is, just type in Facebook into an ATM, Facebook, or you can just put Facebook ATM, and it'll pull up that training, and it will show you step by step some of the things I'm going to talk to you today about in this podcast on how, you know, if you have the right tools to use and have a product and then a little more sophisticated on who to target, then there's no reason why anybody should ever have to cold call anymore. There's no reason why people cannot scale their business to whatever level they want. Let me ask you something. If I could show you a way for every dollar you spent on Facebook ads and Twitter ads and LinkedIn ads that you could bring back $10, then would it not be the greatest investment of all time? Would it not yield you more money than you could ever get in the stock market? Once you learn how to market your particular products or services or whatever it is you offer, and you know how to write compelling content and get that out there on social media, it is easy to do business. A whole lot easier than driving up and down the highway, chasing after people, trying to call them, try to chase them down, try to get, you know, just a few moments of their time, begging them, hey, please let me just a moment of your time to show you this product, good or service. It's so much easier to have the client chasing you, calling you, asking you for your time. You have leverage in the relationship and in the business transaction when they are actually calling you rather than you calling them. There's just something psychologically that happens on both ends of the spectrum, both parties. It's a different dynamic when you have people calling you rather than you calling them. I think that is the biggest bullet point, that when we do a survey of all of our TW3 members, what was it that compelled you to join us? Why did you want to start using our system, our services, our software, and things? And 9 out of 10 times, the biggest thing that we get back is, well, I got tired of cold calling. If there was a way that I could sell my insurance, sell the real estate, sell, you know, get people into, you know, my business opportunity, or drive traffic to my restaurant or retail without having to go out and cold call and spend thousands of dollars on traditional media, that I wanted to know about it. And so that is a huge benefit as a member of TW3. You're going to have, a system, a software, a platform that you never have to go out and cold call. You just engage various tools based on who you're targeting. Well, who are you targeting? That's based on what are you offering. Your product, your good, or your service is going to inform you who your audience is, and your audience is going to inform you on what tool to engage to get them to respond. So today I want to talk to you about using Facebook and Twitter to work from home and how you can make a ton of money doing that. But before I do that, I want to open up our segment on Marketing Minute. Sometimes these toys in the studios, I just hit the wrong button. Sorry about that. But I want to talk to you about one of the things I'm going to be sharing in this segment or in this podcast is how you can target people online. And one of the reasons you can target them is because most people, when they go around and they're on various websites, they're looking for cars, they're looking for furniture, they're looking for this or that, they're just leaving little cookies everywhere they go, and they're leaving little information that's connected to their Facebook page every single place they go. And then what happens is marketers like I come by, and then we target them. So if you're getting targeted a lot on social media, if you're seeing ads that are constantly popping up based on stuff that you're already looking at, it's because you're leaving cookie trails everywhere. One of the things that you can actually use, number one, I would tell you, if you're not using Google Chrome, you need to be. Out of all the browsers I've used and recommend, I always recommend all my clients, don't use Firefox. Don't use, definitely don't use anything by Windows and Windows Explorer, and it's horrible. I don't like Safari, even though I'm a Mac fan. I use Google Chrome, and you can get a free plugin at terrywilson3.com/chromeblock. That's ChromeBlock. Chrome block. It's a free plugin. terrywilson3.com/chromeblock. When you install that plugin, what it does is it keeps you private. You're browsing now and it's blocking all of the cookies and all the social media things that are being left, these trails everywhere, so that when you go into social media, the Facebook folks and the LinkedIn folks and Twitter folks don't know exactly where you've been, and so they're not constantly populating your news feed and banners and sending emails through a private message for different ads. So if you're getting inundated with a lot of marketing even though I'm about to teach the other half of you how to target people, but maybe you don't want to be targeted. If you want to stop that, then go over to terrywilson3.com/chromeblock, chromeblock, Chrome Block. Download that free plugin, and it will keep you from being targeted on social media. Also, if you are a recruiter, if you're in insurance, real estate, maybe you're a TW3 member and you're out constantly recruiting sales affiliates to sell your marketing systems, your coaching packages, and various things, one of the best things that you can do is sort of find out before you get involved with someone, who are you dealing with? And you can get a free background check going to terrywilson3.com/background. terrywilson3.com/background. You can find out, you know, has this person got any legal issues or any other issues? It's going to do, it's going to comb, you know, various databases and banks and find out, you know, who are you dealing with, so that you'll know whether this is someone that you want to get involved with or not. So terrywilson3.com/background is a great way when you're vetting someone, thinking about bringing them in as an employee or bringing them into some type of business that you offer or something like that. That is a great resource to find out, okay, who is this person, so that you don't get hurt by some nefarious actors out there. TerryWilson3.com/background. And that is our Marketing Minute. Marketing Minute. Yeah, thank God I hit the right button that time, right? So anyway, how to use Facebook or Twitter, social media in general, to grow a home-based business. Number one, it starts with content. What drives activity on social media is content. Content being a blog post, a podcast, a video, or something. But you've got to have something that's going to grab people's attention, have them click on, and then go over. So you've got to have good content. And one of the things that we offer our members at TW3, one of the reasons I create these podcasts and webinars and blog posts is so my members can use my content for their own purposes to drive traffic to their own blogs that they have at TW3. But if you don't have a blog, you need to get one. We offer blogs for as low as $197. If you don't want to join our business, we can set you up a blog for as little as $197. You can go to terrywilson3.com/contact and we can get you the information on that. But you got to have a blog. If you don't have a website today, you're not even in business. I mean, this is actually 10-year-old, 15-year-old advice at this point. You've got to have a blog. You got to have a website. A blog is nothing more than a website that you can continually create content and post it on there so that you have updated content continuously. And the best type of content, what rules the roost, is video. Secondary is podcasting. And third is you know, text, you know, a regular text, a blog. But you've got to have that. And you want to create content. You want to have content that resonates with a particular audience. And the audience needs to resonate with what you are offering. So the first thing you got to have is content. The second thing you got to have and do with that content is create interest. And what are you trying to create interest in? A product, good, or service. Say a product you offer, a service you offer, but something that you're offering. And it could be as simple if you're, you know, a TW3 member and you're a plus member, you've gotten hooked up with our RMPs. It could be as simple as giving away diapers for that matter. I can, and you say, well, Terry, that didn't make sense. How does that work? Okay. I create a blog, maybe it's on parenting, maybe on family life, maybe on, you know, whatever it is I'm doing at the house, maybe on something that was going on with one of the kids or whatever. And then I post that to social media. People come over, they read that content. And when I post it to social media, who am I targeting? Young parents, people with children already still in diapers. And then all through that content, I'm going to have little banners that, hey, by the way, I got hooked up with this company that offers free diapers. If you want one, click here. And I've done that. As a matter of fact, and I can put it on a podcast. Like if this was a family show right now, and by the way, I've got hooked up with a company that does diapers. You can go to terrywilson3.com/diapers if you wanted free diapers, for instance, and see exactly what I'm talking about. But see, I could create content around family issues, ball games, whatever, you know, young families, whatever, and the people with children is who, and babies really, is who I'm going to be targeting, young mothers. And when they come over and then they see this little link, hey, I can sign up, put my email in here and get a free set of diapers, 9 out of 10 times, you know, you're going to have some people, I'm not going to deal with that because they probably want me to fill out a survey or something like that. But you're going to have some say, hey, I'll take some free diapers. And every time I send them over, I'm getting a dollar and a half. So see, that's how I created content. I create interest in something, not directly, but indirectly, because they're reading a story. They're watching a video. Maybe I just go over to YouTube and I find some funny cat video that's playing with a baby. And then I put it on my social media blog post and I say, hey, you know, you're not going to believe what this cat did to this little baby. I mean, you know, clickbait. You have them come over, they watch the video, and then right under there, or you create a video and put a pop-up ad that says, hey, get some free diapers. And then they go over. That is how you create content, you create interest. And then if you're smart about it, when you've got them over on your site, you capture their information. Number three, I'm giving you a four-step, by the way, guys, on how to use Facebook and Twitter to really grow your home-based business. I just talked to you about creating content, what kind, and just using illustrations, create interest, how to do that. The third thing you need to always be doing is trying to capture their information, and here's the reason why. Once they come over and they watch that video, and maybe I gave them away, hey, put your name, number, and email address in here, and I'll give you, sign you up for a free set of diapers. I'm getting paid to send that information over to one of my RMPs, but then I've also captured their information. So what does that mean? Later on, I can retarget them on social media. Now that I know that this person, hey, they've gotten free diapers, that means they've got a baby at home and they're into, you know, children's things and stuff like that, I can then retarget them on social media with various offers. Hey, would you like to work from home? See how stay-at-home moms, just like you, having children at home, don't ever have to go back into work. They can do this. And now I've got offers either recruiting them into my own business or referring them over to other work-from-home business opportunities that are outside of my business or selling them other products. But see, you use that whole strategy at 1, 2, 3, 4. You create content, you create interest, you capture their information, and then you close on an offer. Four steps. If you do those four things, I'm telling you, you can use social media to drive a ton of traffic, create a lot of interest, and close. And then here's the thing. Now that I know that they're a mom, now that I know that they've got children at home, guess what? Who writes the checks at home normally? It's mom. And who is more interested in the financial well-being in the future of the family? The mom. So this is a prime person that I can then say, because I know from my training back in insurance world, that's the people you're going to talk to about insurance needs and life insurance. Now I'm going to be targeting them. Hey, do you have a baby at home? How would you like to set up a small college savings fund, the Gerber Life College Savings Plan? 20 years, it doubles in value. It gives them life insurance, and then they could cash it out in 20 years to help them supplement their college tuition. Starts as little as $1 a month. I could create ads like that, get it in front of them, and constantly target them. And I know that's the audience that's going to resonate with that. But you see, you use that same logic, the same principles, and you could apply it to any industry. If I could do this in sports, if I know that I want to create content that's around Major League Baseball, maybe there's All-Star break right now, I target people on social media that is baseball fans. I then create offers with inside that content to try to monetize the traffic there. I've captured information, and then maybe I cross sell them on some other offer. Hey, how would you like to work from home blogging about baseball, or doing podcasts about baseball, or, you know, selling baseball paraphernalia from home as a, you know, if I wanted to do a work from home business opportunity, or how would you, you know, you could do literally anything. Because once we have, you know, I call interest, people's common interest, that touchstone. If I can find that touchstone that we have a commonality, then I can use that to spin off of for any offer in any direction I want to go to. But it all starts with creating that content. That content that's going to compel them to say, hey, in the Twitter feed or the news feed. And the other thing is, use hashtags a lot. I use it, you know, and don't use more than 3 or 4. But like if I'm posting an article on Twitter, on Facebook or whatever, I will hashtag so it will show up in search engines. And this is just some basic, you know, do's and don'ts and things to do when you're creating content to put on social media. Because if I'm going to do an article or a blog post on baseball, for instance, then I'll put, you know, how, you know, let's say, for instance, I'm trying to recruit people to work from home in my business opportunity. I might put something up there and create a whole blog post that says how baseball fans are able to work from home and make a good living. And so, and then in the hashtag, I'll put imagery of baseball. And then in the hashtags, I'll put MLB, hashtag MLB. I'll put in hashtag home run derby. I'll put in hashtag Braves if I'm in the Southeast, because I know Braves fans are down here. You know, you do whatever. And then people that are already on social media searching, looking, and trying to find information about, you know, whatever current event that's going on that has to do with Major League Baseball, has to do with Braves baseball, has to do with whatever, all of a sudden this news feed shows up and says, hey, baseball fans working from home, and then this particular baseball fan's in between jobs or frustrated at a job, guess where they're going to end up? They're going, hey, I'm going to check this out. And then they've got this blog post over here, this guy that loves baseball, and he talks about how he works from home as a blogger, as a podcaster, whatever. And they've got this content. See, if you'll find, social media is great for finding those touch points, you know, those things that, you know, we all can sort of agree on and like, and then you spin off of that. Or, you know, how baseball fans are able to save up to 30% on their auto and home insurance. You know, you could use content like, if you're not selling, you know, blogs and podcasts and work from home opportunities, maybe you're selling just insurance. Maybe you're saying, hey, you're a restaurant guy out there, and say, you know, baseball fans at, you know, Joe Blow's Barbecue Shack get free tea this Friday. And then all of a sudden you're hashtagging MLB and you're targeting a certain area of people in your region. But see, that's how you've got to create the content that creates the interest, that captures the information, and then we'll close them on the offer. If you will do those four things, I'm telling you, you don't have to cold call. You don't have to go out and beat the bushes. You will have people with a what we're calling a sales narrative here, finding that common touch point that will bring them in, and then there's a reason why they initially was compelled to move, and then you've got some content that sort of resonates with their already built-in interest, and then all of a sudden they're seeing this laying over here on the side. Oh, I like that. That resonates with me. Information is captured. You're targeting. I mean, if you will do that and learn that strategy, it will go a long way in helping you sell, promote, and increase your business online. So many people, the biggest mistake people use in social media is just, they're just hard up selling all the time on social media. Hey, come buy this, come look at this, come look at this. Rather than creating fun, easy to look at, listen to, watch content that they're already interested in, and then putting that offer on the side in a way that it harmonizes. It's just like the cat video with the baby and the diaper offer. It, you know, I could put a cat playing with a baby. They see that all will pop up at, hey, would you like some free diapers? Go to terrywilson3.com/diapers. And they go over there and they get free diapers, you know, and then I've captured her information. I've figured out who they are, because only people with children and babies would want diapers, right? And I've also got paid $1.50 for referring them over. So you could use that same logic in every vertical you run. And once you have a blog, once you have a means to create content through a blogging, through podcasting, through posting video, then all you have to do is create content. And if you don't, if you're not a content creator, you say, Terry, that's the value of being a member of an organization like TW3. Because we're out there creating content for you. You can use our content. And then if you don't have products, we have our product. We have our RMP vendors' products. We have all these other products that you don't even have to sell anything to make money. And then you learn these techniques, and literally you can turn social media into a cash cow. But it all starts with creating some content. Create that content. Don't be afraid to put yourself out there. And then there's all these different streams of revenue that you can create at that point. So I'm telling you, it's a fun life once you have a platform that you can work from home with and some tools to create your business with. It's just, the sky is the limit, because there's millions and millions and millions upon millions of people online right now. And some of them are looking for exactly what you have to offer. All you have to have is a means and a method and a mechanism to get in front of them, and you are going to take your money, business, and life to the next level. Hey, remember, if you want to go to the next level, you have to grow to the next level. And that's why I want to give you a free copy of my new book, You Are Worth More. Go to TerryWilson3.com/worthmore now.
Thank you for listening to our show today at TerryWilson3.com. If you would like more information on how we can take your money, your business, and your life to the next level, then please visit us online at TerryWilson3.com or call 800-673-1728.
Man, it's a great system here. This is good stuff here. I wish I found this company 10 years ago.